This Front Page podcast is brought to you by GoToMeeting. For your free 30-day trial, visit gotomeeting.com/times.
On Tuesday's Front Page, President Obama tried to tamp down the economic impact of the Gulf oil spill. He's on his fourth trip there. He'll go back to Washington for his first televised address from the Oval Office on Tuesday night. 4 days of ethnic violence are creating a refugee crisis in Kyrgyzstan, and states are taking a hard look at subsidies for movies these days. Michigan turned down a horror film, saying it wouldn't promote tourism. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama stepped up his effort to limit the economic fallout from the oil spill, and BP agreed to accelerate the cleanup. Mr. Obama is on his fourth trip to the Gulf since the oil rig explosion that started all the trouble. He stopped in Gulfport, Mississippi, where he met with Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour and Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. The president said seafood from the Gulf is safe to eat, and he'd step up inspections to keep it that way. He also said there was no reason for tourists to cancel their vacations to the Gulf. And, as Times reporter Jackie Calmes explains, he's pushing hard to make sure BP pays compensation.
The president wants an escrow fund. There's no memory of anything that might reach this big, $20 billion, making a corporation set aside that much money for victims. They want to make sure, okay, BP, if you can set aside money for your shareholders, you can set aside money for the people who are being hurt by the spill you've caused.
BP's board met to consider the White House demand for an escrow fund. The board didn't announce a final decision. Tuesday's Business Day section says the ultimate cost of the disaster remains uncertain. Wall Street estimates have put the total bill for BP at anywhere from $17 to $60 billion, including penalties and damages. BP announced a plan to siphon as many as 53,000 barrels of oil every day. That's up from 15,000 now. BP will also bring in more vessels and equipment for backup. 4 days of violence have begun reshaping the ethnic makeup of Kyrgyzstan. More than 70,000 ethnic Uzbeks have fled in the wake of a rampage by the Kyrgyz majority. The Kyrgyz say Uzbekistan wanted to seize the country. Times reporter Ellen Barry says the fighting was centered in the city of Osh.
The city has now really been split into quadrants, with ethnic Uzbek neighborhoods having built essentially barricades around their homes and businesses. So there are these little pockets within Osh that are basically in a state of siege, but the active fighting seemed to be over. I spoke to a representative of the International Committee for the Red Cross today who said that he would estimate that there are at least 3,000 people with serious injuries that have not yet been treated, most of them gunshot wounds. And since we're talking about the fourth day after this violence began, this seems like a very serious situation.
Times reporter Ellen Barry. House and Senate negotiators are heading into a final push on the financial regulation bill. Bankers have all but given up on defeating the so-called Volcker Rule. That means banks will face stricter regulations when they trade for their own accounts. Banks are still trying to head off a ban on derivatives trading proposed by Senator Blanche Lincoln. She now says she's willing to give banks 2 years to spin off their derivatives operations. It's been 6 months since President Obama decided to send more soldiers to Afghanistan. Tuesday's Times says progress on the ground has been slow. That has crystallized concerns within the administration about his plan to turn things around and begin pulling out in 13 months. For now, the White House has decided to wait until December to see whether the target date can still work. Here's another sign the easy money is not so easy anymore. States have been underwriting film and television production with subsidies or tax credits. Now they're asking a question they didn't ask when times were better. The question is, what are the taxpayers actually paying for? Michigan turned down a producer who wanted to make a horror movie. State Film Commissioner Janet Lockwood said it wouldn't promote tourism or present Michigan in a positive light. We'll go inside Tuesday's Times after this.
The average cost of a single business trip is $1,000. Consider having your meetings online instead with GoToMeeting. Use GoToMeeting for sales presentations, product demos, training sessions, or collaborating on documents. At $49 a month for unlimited meetings, it replaces most business trips and saves your company money. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com/times.
Father's Day is 5 days away, which is why Tuesday's Times looks at Sweden, where 85% of fathers take parental leave. Companies have learned not to penalize dads at promotion time. Women's paychecks are benefiting, and the shift in fathers' roles is perceived as playing part in both lower divorce rates and increasing joint custody of children. In Baghdad, Parliament met for the first time. The session lasted 18 minutes. The lawmakers said that was a milestone, but there's worry that Iraqis' frustration is heating up. Most politicians lack the kind of grassroots support needed to deal with voters who welcomed better security but now want better lives. For decades after assassins gunned down his brothers, Senator Edward Kennedy lived with assassination threats of his own. FBI files released on Monday show some threats were chillingly specific as he became a target for extremist rage. The files also show the Nixon administration tried to find out what the FBI knew about the Chappaquiddick accident. Tuesday's Business Day section says Starbucks is offering free Wi-Fi. Starting July 1st, Starbucks locations in the U.S. will have wireless service via AT&T. Digital content will be available through a partnership with Yahoo. Starbucks has been squeezed lately by independent specialty coffee shops that have free Wi-Fi, as well as by big chains like McDonald's, which added Wi-Fi earlier in the year. Germany's trading partners want Germans to go on a shopping spree. That would increase imports and help countries like Greece and Spain grow faster so they can pay off their debts. Tuesday's Business Day section says, don't hold your breath. Consumer spending has been in decline in Germany since well before the crisis hit. Even Walmart failed to establish a profitable operation there. It's been 6 years since the Brooklyn Museum took a populist tack and started emphasizing exhibitions on things like the Star Wars movies and hip-hop music. Tuesday's art section says the shift hasn't brought in bigger crowds. Attendance dropped 23% last year compared with 2008. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.